You're listening to SBS News.
The Great Barrier Reef is home to the world's largest coral reef ecosystem and is made up of over 5,000 marine species. It's also home to over 70 different traditional owner groups, the first Australians whose connections to the surrounding areas date back more than 60,000 years. But it's under threat. Climate change has seen mass bleaching cause significant damage to the reef, with the latest event happening in March of this year.
The Great Barrier Reef has a number of threats. You know, mass bleaching through climate change and warming of our oceans is one that gets a lot of attention, and for very good reason. It is the number one concern that many of us have here in the science and conservation community and everyone that lives along the Great Barrier Reef. But beyond sort of those mass bleaching events and large mortality events, we have other disturbances that also can really restructure what we see out there in terms of a healthy reef system.
Dr. Katie Chartrand is a senior researcher at James Cook University and says the other major issues are cyclones and crown of thorns starfish. The starfish eat coral polyps and are usually found naturally on the reef in sustainable levels. But Dr. Chartrand says they're trying to understand why in the last 20 years larger outbreaks have been occurring.
And I, you know, in the last 12 months have been out to some of the more remote parts of the Great Barrier Reef and seen entire reefs completely decimated by these animals. So their impact is significant, and the amount of coral loss that has happened purely from those outbreaks is it definitely challenges the level of coral die-off that we've had from bleaching. I think crown of thorn starfish is another concern. So there's definitely many. There's still amazing coral out there to fight for. Everyone that comes out is always surprised. They think, you know, it's maybe all gone, it's all lost, but there's still plenty of amazing reef left to really fight and preserve.
For World Oceans Day, citizens of the Great Barrier Reef are launching a new project, the Reef Cooperative, in the fight to conserve the reef. The conservation program involves a three-year, $2 million funding commitment in partnership with clothing retailers Cotton On Group. Andy Ridley is the Chief Executive Officer of Citizens of the Great Barrier Reef.
The Reef Cooperative is bringing together a whole load of different reef restoration and stewardship techniques onto one single place with a view of being able to scale it up to multiple reefs in the coming years.
It's a unique collaboration between five different organisations. The Yirrkanji Rangers, whose sea country is north of Cairns, James Cook University, Mars Sustainable Solutions, GBR Biology and Citizens of the Great Barrier Reef. Over the 3 years, 200 Mars reef stars will be installed using restoration technology that will provide a stable base for coral fragments to grow on damaged sections of the reef. James Cook University scientists will deliver 30 million coral larvae during the Great Barrier Reef spawning period to help promote coral growth and recovery. The first site of focus is the Hastings Reef, which has been selected due to damage from cyclones and historical bleachings. It's also a culturally significant area. Gavin Singleton is from Yirrkanji Land and Sea Rangers.
I mean, the Great Barrier Reef is really important to all traditional owners across the Great Barrier Reef coast, and it's part of our identity. And sometimes it's very difficult to select and pick out and separate, you know, a reef from the broader reef system, but sometimes we have to. And in recent times, Hastings Reef, you know, has sort of suffered impacts from cyclones and other sort of things happening.
He says the partnerships will help restore areas of the reef that need the most attention.
I think this is what's important about bringing in, the Western science, but also traditional knowledge. So the different knowledge systems or perspectives, and working together to solve a problem that's beyond one's control in issues around climate across our environment. I think it's you know, we've got to start there, work together, and the time is now.
While some areas of the Great Barrier Reef remain pristine, others are severely damaged. Dr. Katie Chartrand from James Cook University says while they're starting with the Great Barrier Reef here in Australia, they hope to see other reefs and communities across the globe adopt similar efforts.
We want to ensure that people see that this is something worth fighting for and as a way to engage everyone around reef health and condition and educate about the nuanced nature of the reef. It's not all dead. It's not all perfect. We've got some major challenges ahead, but I think we need to really think outside the box and come together. And that's the only way we're gonna see a reef in the future.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.